Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But this next word is about miracles, signs, and wonders increasing in 2017, also in Egypt and Israel, and even the fact the members of ISIS beginning to get saved and give their life to God. Patricia King, now take a look.
Okay, number five, increase in miracles, signs, and wonders. God's eye is particularly gazing upon the Middle East and parts of Asia, such as India and Pakistan in 2017, where there's going to be major release of miracle signs, like supernatural events taking place. I also see Egypt beginning to awaken through visitation of signs, wonders, and miracles, and almost shaking off a veil where they will start to see clearly the gospel like never before. And those in Egypt who have held to a form of godliness but denied the power are going to come under conviction due to personal encounters and visitations from the Lord. So there's going to be many pockets in the Middle East especially and in different parts of Asia that are going to be reached with power, that are going to be manifesting great power and harvest, of course. Israel will continue to experience tensions, but it will escalate in revelation of truth in 2017 and will experience signs and wonders at the hand of God. The Jews need a sign, and God is going to give them signs and wonders. The Lord will call many God-fearing intercessory believers even to move to Israel for a period in 2017. And so there's going to be movement. I see people moving from different nations. God is appointing them. He's putting his hand on them. He might be putting his hand on you and saying, move to Israel. It's going to take great sacrifice. And many are going to make that sacrifice and move for such a time as this to make the decrees and to stand in the gap as intercessors for that nation. The Lord also says, watch what I will do in Syria. And so we are expecting great things to come from the hand of the Lord in Syria. And, of course, as intercessors, I pray that the burden of the Lord will come on you for the birthing of his purposes in Syria and for the protection of the people there. Many individuals trapped in the deception of ISIS, the Lord showed me, are going to wake up and see the truth. And some of them are going to get it through dreams and visions and visitations. They're all of a sudden going to come out of the deception thinking, what am I doing? Why am I here? What got into me? I can't believe that I'm thinking this way. And it'll be like night and day for many of them. But what we have to pray is for their safety, and that especially those that are in deep, that they will be escorted out, that just believe for those breakthrough angels to go and help them to get out. Many of them are going to be visited by the power of the Lord, and as a result, they're even going to risk their lives for his justice, righteousness, and glory. So where they were willing to risk their lives for deception, it's going to turn around, and they're going to use that for risking their lives for good.
That is so powerful. And we know about Kamal Saleem.
Yes.
Kamal Saleem was a radical jihadist terrorist. He came to America to get his inheritance, which was the people of America. Mm-hmm. He began to, you know, try to win people over to Islam. But instead of him coming to take America and take the church, Jesus came and took him.
Yes.
And he gave his life to the Lord. And so, listen, one of the best ways to win against evil is to win it over by good and win in salvation.
Fruits.
The hordes of hell, that's where we all came from, mm-hmm. you know, and if you need some help, go out and begin to share the good news with, you know, people that are lost today in darkness. And I think about this, you know, signs, wonders, and miracles. Bill Johnson wrote this book. It's, you know, God is good. He's better than you think. This is so important because so many people are talking about religion. The Pharisees were talking about religion. Why good himself or God was manifesting good through his own son here on earth. And they were missing God. You know, God is good. He's good. For God so loved the world that he gave his son. He wanted a relationship with us. As a matter of fact, Psalms 33:5 says that he loves righteousness and justice, and the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. And it's God's kindness that leads people to repentance. I mean, look what the religious folks were saying to Jesus. They're going, what are you doing hanging around, you know, drunkards and prostitutes? And what? Telling them and healing them and saving them and giving them good news. And the religious folks couldn't figure it out. And to be a part, you want to be a part of and God's called you. If you're a believer, read the scriptures. These signs follow those who believe. You know, in my name, you will. And lay hands on the sick and they'll recover and cast out strongholds and demons, all that kind of stuff. Well, this is a great, great book. I love the way that Bill Johnson took it. God touched his heart to write this book. And it will encourage some of the areas in your life and it will challenge some of the areas. But you're confronted with every part of you with the fact is, wait a minute, God is just good. And he will reach down into an evil situation and he will speak right to King Nebuchadnezzar. And he'll give him a dream. Well, he'll give Pharaoh a dream, you know, that Joseph has to interpret, or that he'll, you know, and Daniel has to come in to Nebuchadnezzar. You know, it's just, God's just good, you know, and we don't understand that, we miss it. And God will heal somebody or forgive somebody that'll turn around, just walk off and leave him like a rich young ruler. Yet he still loved him. And one of the things that's going to be the release of signs, wonders, and miracles will begin when we understand that God is good. And understanding for yourself that God loves you, that he's good. He's not some angry, he's not all upset, you know, he's not walking back and forth in heaven and disappointed. And I mean, he's God, he's above all that. He loves you. Even while you were yet a sinner, he died for you. Before the foundations of the earth, he had this whole plan of salvation worked out. But if you don't think he's good, and you're thinking in a religious way, you're sharing something that you don't even like religion to someone else who doesn't like religion, and neither one of you like what you're talking about. But when you share about the love of God and the kindness of God and people just like, they can't believe that God is so good. I mean, if anybody should know God is good, the church in America should know God is good, because what God just did, the goodness of God, I mean, in so many unfolding ways, but it's going out into the streets. I think about, you know, Todd White. Todd White's a great example of the love of God, that he goes anywhere and everywhere and he just lets them know that God loves them. He doesn't say, where are you? Are you going to church? Have you read your Bible lately? Do you know Jesus? Are you hanging around close to the church? You know, all these kind of things people say, versus like, you know, God loves you. You know, and then God, you know, he just uses you. So think about this as, you know, this is a year of signs, wonders, and miracles increasing, and they'll increase in your life when you begin to understand the goodness of God. And I encourage you, get Bill Johnson's book, God is Good and He is Better Than You Think, because it will help you get a biblical foundation to understand God is totally in charge, but he gave you free will to be in control of what you're going to do with the love he gave you. You're going to have to choose to love, choose to go out and talk to folks. And God is totally in control now, totally in charge, but he allows us to make those steps. He says, go out and tell everybody about my goodness, and these signs will actually follow you to believe. Well, what is that? Good things happen in the people. People that need, and people, what people want is a relevant word. I'm in a business. Tell me something. What is God saying to you about my business? And God will give you a word. We've seen over and over again. God just be good to business leaders and just touch them and give them concepts.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.